Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox are big, big fans of the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The Medicare podcast found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And now 1960 tetherball champion of Wayne School, it's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. I am, as Drew McMillan just told you, I am Doug Jones, your Medicare expert for today and probably for the rest of the week. I'm so happy to be here. Here is Arizona, beautiful, sunny, warm Arizona. After a long summer of being up north and hoping to sell our house, which we failed to do, and dreading the coming of winter, we finally made the trek all the way across the country to Arizona, and we're here for the duration, probably for a good 6 to 7 months. So I'm a happy camper. In the meantime, the two things that happened were that during the course of our 4-day trek across the country, the number of clients asking for my help kind of multiplied. And so I am real far behind in the paperwork and the contact and the helping of people enroll in Medicare and Medicare supplements. And I'm usually more caught up than this. Usually I'm more prompt in being able to help these people. So I've fallen way behind. I'm sure some people are wondering if I'm always going to be this tardy when it comes to responding to their requests. And no, my goal is immediate response. So I have to apologize to all those people. The other thing that happened was when we arrived at our Arizona home, I found that something had caused my computer equipment, my router, to have committed suicide. And then, of course, with the effort of trying to replace that, the Hewlett-Packard's Instant Ink program, which I normally love and I would normally espouse, I didn't realize that they had the capacity and the desire to shut down my printer when it's not connected to the network in my house. So anyway, my computer capacity to help people was also destroyed and screwed up for several days. So I'm way behind. I'm behind the eight ball in responding to people who have asked me for my advice and assistance in enrolling in Medicare supplements. But I'm slowly catching up, and I hope to be back on track pretty soon. In the meantime, if I have to be behind, if I have to be frustrated with the delays and everything else, Arizona is not a bad place to be. I'm sitting here at my desk facing south, looking out at Black Mountain. And then I don't know what the mountains to my west are, but they separate me from the rest of Cave Creek. And then farther west, you have the Colorado River, and then California, and then the ocean. And then, there are more people in your studio, Randy, than there used to be a minute ago.
Yes, I should let you know, Doug, we've hired on some new help.
Is that help able to handle your work? Can you teach him the duties that you perform?
Yes, Asher can do anything I can do, and probably better.
Very good. Well, if he can do it as well as you do, then our audience is guaranteed of quality podcast content going forward. Now, it looks like also there's a barf rag.
There's a drool towel involved here. Hmm. But, I guess that just comes with the territory. And then obviously when I get older, maybe I'll need one too. Who knows?
Well, I probably already need one. I have a tendency to let liquids come out of my mouth more frequently than I should. But he's a cute little guy.
He is. I can't wait till he can get a little bigger so I can get him some proper cowboy boots.
Well, there you go. Unfortunately, he'll grow out of them. So you better just open an account at your local boot store.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So anyway, I was complaining about the computer capabilities not being what they should be and my response time being longer than normal. But all of that's going to get fixed. And during the course of this winter, I'll be Johnny on the spot when it comes to helping potential clients. And I was also complimenting the Arizona weather. It's been in the 80s every day, 50s at night, 80s during the day. I can't complain about that at all. So all in all, I'm darn glad to be here. So you've already heard from Randy Carson. Tell us what's going on in your world.
Well, we are taking care of my grandson because, as all the other grandparents in the world probably have been through this process, your daughter calls you up and says, "Hey, Asher's got a fever." And then you go, "Oh, okay, that's not good." But it also ultimately means that he can't go to daycare. So guess where he comes? He comes to Grandma and Grandpa's house.
Boy. Well, I don't have a grandma and grandpa to go to anymore. So frankly, there's an opening at daycare. I may just slide in there.
Well,
I could use a morning nap.
I know. And they let you lay on the rug and play with blocks. So you can't beat it. You can't beat it.
If I recall those days in my own life, I would say that first comes cookies and milk.
Yeah.
And then story time while you're laying on your rug. And then the nap.
Then nap. And then you wake up again and you get another story. And then I think there's some more cookies in the afternoon, too.
Boy, what an idyllic life.
I know. Exactly. Exactly.
And I can't believe that there are people out there who hate us because we are able to raise our children in such luxury and the arms of love and warmth.
I know. I was going to point out, given the fact that Doug is just back from the tundra out in Illinois, I was going to point out to the listeners today that Doug is right back in the Arizona groove because even though it's 70 degrees, Doug has a sweatshirt on.
Yes, I do. The sweatshirt says St. Charles Country Club. And it's what I normally wear during the cold Arizona mornings, take the chill off when it's only in the 50s or 60s. Now, of course, people in most of the country would look at 50s or 60s as a very warm, comfortable temperature. But for those of us in Arizona with the thin blood, it's not that comfortable.
You know, in terms of if you were to compare my blood to, like oil, it would be like 2.5 over 5, 10W30, I think maybe 5W nothing.
5W, yeah. I noticed some zeros when I go into the parts store, but the only car that we have that uses really runny oil like that is Mary's Jeep Grand Cherokee, and that uses 5W20.
Yeah.
That's about as watery as our oil gets around here.
Well, I probably told you this, but back in the day when I was driving GTOs and such, I know people will think I was nuts, but I used to run 50 straight 50 weight racing oil in it.
Sure. In the summertime, that's probably as good protection as you're going to get with those engines with the fairly broad clearances and so forth. You're not going to do too much damage to it when the oil is cold and you first start it up, but you're going to get a lot of protection after it's fully warmed up and you're out there abusing it.
And that would be if you could get it started up.
Well, there you go. Those are problems I can't help you with, sir. Anyway, something? Here's a sad thing. We've been here a week now, and I haven't started either of the two cars I left here all summer. The Corvette, which I finished putting fuel injection on last spring, and then the 67 GTO. Haven't fired that up either. So I do have some, when I get caught up with the work, I do have some garage time to spend. I'm looking forward to that.
Yep. Well, I think we probably ought to talk some Medicare, but I wanted to point out something for the audience. I have been hearing something that I really, really don't like to hear on television, literally every 15, 20 seconds. And that's, guess what? All the extolling the advantages of Medicare disadvantage.
Yes, they're not advantageous at all, but those ads are coming thick and fast. We were counting up the advertising pitchmen today, Randy and I were, and we had the old standby, Joe Namath, the tried and true go-to guy for Medicare Advantage ads, but then joined him more recently by William Shatner, and Jimmy J.J. Walker. And now there are two women. There is a woman named Martha who flaps her arms around during the course of the advertisement. And then there's another woman that I don't have the name of. She flaps her arms around too. It's like one of those dinosaurs. I think they're Tyrannosaurus Rexes. They've got the big giant rear legs that they walk on. They got the floppy little front arms that they don't really do much at all. And these people during their ads flop them around and for emphasis, I guess. And that kind of goes along with the subject matter that I picked for today. This is my favorite time of the year because we do have that open enrollment, as some people call it, or AEP, annual election period, which is the accurate name for the period of time from October 15th to December 7th. This is a period of time when you can enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan if you want to, or disenroll from the plan that you've had and enroll in a different one if you think there's one out there that's going to be better for you, or you can disenroll from Medicare Advantage entirely and go back to regular Medicare. I would not suggest that unless your health allows you to apply for a Medicare supplement, because regular Medicare still has a couple of gaps that you have to be aware of. If you have some medical problems and need a lot of treatment, they're going to reach into your pocket and take a fairly hefty chunk of money. So a very moderately priced Medicare supplement is what I specialize in helping people get. I also specialize in helping them get a drug plan. It's definitely possible that a person who has had a particular drug plan for the last year has either had a prescription change or has had the plan change. It might have changed its monthly premium. It might have changed the formulary. The drugs that it covers might have been, say they might have moved some drugs to a different tier, requiring a deductible or higher copay. So it's always possible that your drug plan needs some attention at this time of the year. And it's really easy to do that if you follow the directions in the book, Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever, on sale at Amazon.com and at BarnesandNoble.com. There are directions in that book that help you go to the government website, put your drugs in, each of your prescription medications, and then tell it where you like to have your prescriptions filled. Maybe it's at a drugstore. Maybe it's mail order. So they just send your refills in the mail to you. That's the way I do it. And then the government website will predict your out-of-pocket cost and will lay out all the available drug plans in your area in terms of cost, from the least expensive to the most expensive. So that is the thing that should be done by a lot of people during this time of year, which I call AEP. Now, the term open enrollment is thrown around pretty loosely, but they offered a new period the first 3 months of the following year. So January, February, and March, that is now called open enrollment officially. And so if you screw up during AEP, you have a limited opportunity to fix your mistake during this open enrollment. But I would say AEP is the more important time of the year. It is the time when you have the most freedom and flexibility. And if you want to get out of your Medicare Advantage plan because you realize what a huge mistake you made in enrolling in one of these things, you can do that during AEP, and your disenrollment will be effective December 31st. In the meantime, you would call me and say, hey, I want a Medicare supplement. Here's where I live. Here's my date of birth. I want to know what that's going to cost me. And I would be able to respond, well, if you want the very rich Cadillac Plan G, here's what it's going to cost you. If you want my recommended plan, the streamlined high-performance Pontiac GTO of all Medicare supplements, that would be high deductible or high value Plan G, and that's going to cost a whole lot less money. So that's the nature of the conversation we would have if you decided you wanted to get out of Medicare Advantage and get back to a plan that offers you complete freedom of choice. Now, here's why the Medicare Advantage plans don't have freedom of choice, because government functionaries just love to tell people what to do, to order people around, and to frankly create an environment that does not allow for any sort of freedom, whether it be for the person who is enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan or for the poor agent who is trying to desperately to follow all their rules. They call that being compliant. And all the talk about the industry is about compliance, compliance, compliance. And the reason for compliance is because most of these people are scared to death of federal government functionaries. They have spies. They have secret shoppers that follow you around and observe your performance. And then they will turn you in. They'll rat you out if you make any mistake and violate their voluminous rules. There's a huge document called a Medicare advertising and contact thing. I forget the exact name, but it is something you're supposed to follow. And it limits the amount of things that you can say. And more importantly, it tells you what you cannot say during a Medicare sales appointment. Now, this really only applies to Medicare sales appointments when you as the agent are selling Medicare disadvantage plans, as Randy would call them, or whether you're selling Medicare drug plans. But they have a list of things that you definitely cannot say. And every year at this time, I love to share them with the audience just to give you an idea as to the struggle that insurance agents have with the government peering over their shoulder. Now, I'm not afraid of them peering over my shoulder because I don't sell Medicare Advantage plan, with the exception of one that I endorse, which is a Medicare MSA. It has all the freedom that a Medicare supplement has. But here is a list of things that I am not allowed to say to you if you and I are going to have a Medicare sales appointment. Number one, I am not allowed to say that I am a Medicare agent. And the reason for that is the government thinks that you might get confused and think that I'm saying I'm endorsed by Medicare or by the government. But in reality, I believe it's accurate to say that I'm a Medicare agent because that's all I sell and that's all I do. I help people enroll in Medicare and Medicare supplemental coverages. So I believe I am a Medicare agent, but the government would come down on me like a ton of bricks if I said that I'm a Medicare agent during an appointment in which I'm selling or representing Medicare Advantage plans. So therefore, I don't represent Medicare Advantage plans. Number two, these plans are free. I'm not allowed to say that, even though the plans that the Medicare Advantage plans are often advertised as having zero premium, that you don't have to pay something every month for them, but they still have a lot of hidden costs. If you get sick, there are going to be co-pays, co-insurance, and deductibles. When you get treatment, you're going to wind up paying a large chunk out of your pocket. You may have a $6,000, a $7,000 annual limit on your out-of-pocket expenses. So I am not allowed to say these plans are free because they do have hidden booby traps that will reach into your pocket for you and extract a chunk of your money if you need treatment. Number three, this plan is the best one on the market. Now, that is kind of stupid. I can understand why they don't want you to say that. But I can't understand why they tell an agent not to say that when your average client is going to understand that it's impossible to predict which is the best plan on the market. So here's the government not giving any credence to the idea that people can think for themselves. The government is being big brother and trying to do all of your thinking for you, trying to make sure that nothing bad will happen to you. Number four, this plan will cover all of your needs. Here's another instance in which people should be able to think for themselves and discount this kind of a statement. If an agent told me that this plan would cover all of my needs, I would scoff and thumb my nose at them. And the reason for that is you can't tell what needs are going to happen in the future. The whole idea of health insurance, which is what we're talking about here, is unpredictability of the future events of your health. Some people are going to have heart attacks. Some people are going to be trampled by stampeding herds of elephants. Some people are going to be in England and look the wrong way when they step off a curb and wind up getting flattened by an English taxi cab. So you just never know when you're going to need medical treatment that the insurance is designed to protect you from. So that's why I believe most thinking people are going to scoff at the some of the statements that are used here. Here's another statement that a salesperson is not allowed to say. These benefits are Medicare approved. Well, that's, where do you start with a statement like that? Are there plans that are not approved by Medicare? I don't think so. The heavy hand of big government is weighing on the Medicare Advantage or Medicare Disadvantage plans in such a way that there are no benefits that Medicare hasn't approved of. Number six, you need this plan. Boy, that's an all-encompassing line of stupidity. I can see a sales agent saying, you need this plan to me, and me yelling, I'll be the judge of that. So some of these things are just self-evident that they are not effective or informative things to say during a Medicare appointment. Number seven, if you enroll today, I'll give you a free gift. Now, here's one thing that I violently disagree with the government on. If there's a free gift to be had, I'm going to pay attention, and I am not going to reject that as undue influence. The government says I'm too easily distracted by shiny baubles, and it's going to lead me in the wrong direction, and I'll probably buy something that's not appropriate for me. But I say let the government mind its own business. If there's something free to be had, let me decide whether or not to take advantage of that. So once again, the government does not allow me to say, if you enroll today, I'll give you a free gift. Number eight. Now, this is a question that a sales agent would ask of a client during a meeting. Do you have a dental plan? Do you have vision? Do you have hearing? If it's not on the scope of appointment, then I'm not allowed to talk about it. The scope of appointment is a document that tells me what you have agreed to allow me to talk about. And if we decide to talk about something else, let's suppose you as the client bring up a different unrelated subject, like let's say the weather. If you want to talk about the weather, we have to tear up the original scope of appointment. I have to mark the new subjects that you want to talk about, and then have you sign that scope of appointment, giving me permission to carry on a conversation with you. That's what the government does. It intrudes in private conversations between people. In this case, the people would be the Medicare sales agent and the client purchasing a plan. So they have a document called the scope of appointment that lays out exactly each subject that we're able to talk about. And by conversely, it also bars us from talking about any subject that's not addressed on the scope of appointment. I can't think of anything much more stupid than that. It used to be that the scope of appointment had to be signed 48 hours before the appointment. And people said, well, that's very awkward. We get a signature, and then we say, we cannot talk to you about health insurance, which is what you want to talk about in the first place. We must go away for 2 days, and then we can come back and talk about it. Now, you know, here again, government geniuses at work. That is maybe one of the dumbest things I've heard in a long time. They finally got rid of that rule a couple of years ago. We are able to execute our scope of appointment at the time of our actual appointment or conversation. Number nine, here's the final thing on the list of things that I'm not allowed to say if I'm going to sell a Medicare Advantage plan or a prescription drug plan to you. I am not allowed to say, I am accepting referrals. If you want to give me any names or numbers, that would be wonderful. And the real way the government wants you to handle this as a salesperson is to, instead of asking for referrals, they want you to hand a stack of your very expensive business cards to your client and say, hey, pass these out to your friends and relatives. Have them give me a call. I don't know, frankly, what the difference is. If a person wants to give me a referral, I'm not going to wait around. But the government says, okay, if your client gives you the name and number of a friend of theirs or a relative, you're not allowed to call that person. You're not allowed to cold call a referral that you might have gotten from a client. The client has to tell the person to call you. And frankly, this is, once again, government intrusion in its finest form, its most obnoxious form. Now, all of these things came from a podcast done by a young lady on behalf of an insurance company that helps brokers sell health insurance, and they specialize in Medicare insurance, and they specialize in helping agents stay compliant. What disappoints me about this company is that they don't stand up for the agent. They have rolled over, and they're quite willing to sell out. They don't stand up for the agent and tell the government that this is ridiculous. It is intrusive to the sales process, and it is completely overbearing and overreaching. It removes the freedom of discourse that an agent should have with their client. And frankly, I'm disappointed that my government has come to this level of interference with my private clientele, and I'm not happy about it. But this company, I'm not even going to name, because they don't do anything to improve the situation. They don't give any feedback. They don't tell agents how to benignly get around these stupid rules. And that's a very disappointing thing. So anyway, this is the kind of thing that makes this time of year, AEP, October 15th through December 7th, my favorite time of the year when it comes to Medicare activities. I just love dredging the stupidity up and enjoying sharing it with you. So, Randy, you look very disturbed.
Anytime somebody mentions a Medicare Advantage plan to me, my head very slowly builds pressure.
I can see some veins. I can see your veins throbbing.
And then gets ready to explode because it is such a three-card Monty sort of a deal.
Absolutely.
You know, I watch these ads, you know, they stick out in my mind now, because obviously I've worked with you for a number of years. So everyone that pops, you know, the new Martha one.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the old, where's the bee?
You know, yes, it is. Absolutely. Where's my stuff that I deserve? Give it.
Yeah. Where's my stuff? I deserve all that new stuff. And then you're looking at the bottom of the TV screen. It says, you're not going to get any new stuff, probably. Right. I mean, I don't know what it says because I'm not an attorney, but.
Well, I did show you what it says under Joe Namath, and it was like frightening how many words there were there crammed into a space. It was pretty tiny. It was like half of the picture, and it was a lot. It was like the Gettysburg Address.
Yeah. And then, of course, Martha, the new Joe Namath, you know, she's going to work. You know, why didn't you tell me this earlier? I should have known all this. I need all this new stuff.
Yeah, and it turns out all that stuff is really only available to people that are on welfare. So all that stuff that they read off is stuff that we give people on welfare, which has to be a good incentive to stay on welfare.
Now I'm all fired up. But do they really think that the average person that's, you know, barking on the Medicare bandwagon here, do they really think that they're going to respond to Martha with a where's the beef imitation?
I'll tell you why I think that they do believe that. It's because Martha shows up more and more frequently. If her ads weren't working, then we would never see Martha again. Some guy would reach in and drag her out of the camera shot and stick somebody else there. But Martha's apparently being effective. And so that's why we're going to see more and more of Martha.
That really disappoints me, Doug.
as I said earlier, it's only temporary. December 8th is our day of atonement, our day of reconciliation.
Oh, can I last that long? I mean, really? Oh, I guess so. I mean, that's a little less, one day short of a month away.
Yeah, it is really. And it's when you think all this stupidity started in the middle of October, we've already endured quite a bit of it. So I think we can soldier on.
I'll try. I really will try.
I have confidence in you. I'm expecting you to come through this with flying colors, as you have every other year.
Oh, this year, for some reason, it's really getting at me.
Why don't we close out the episode and go have a stiff drink? That'll make you feel better.
You know, I know one thing that'll solve that whole problem.
What's that?
Guinness. I've heard that Guinness is good for a cold. It's good for a lot of things.
Apparently, it solves a multitude of problems. And I thoroughly enjoyed the morning I spent podcasting from your driveway with a few Guinnesses in my gut.
So I've got a question for the audience. the last time we did the remote out of the, you know, the Carson pub in the driveway, we had a lot of really positive responses, you know, to Doug's mailbag. And I think we're going to try it again to see, because people were just amused by it, as we were.
Yeah. If you have an opinion one way or the other, send your thoughts to dbj@mlmmailbag.com. And we'll read everyone. And you should feel free to send even your horrible, evil thoughts to us, because we'll clean them up and you'll sound like a genius, like the biggest fan we have by the time we get through doing surgery on your email.
You got that right.
On the other hand, anyway, we always love the love notes. So send those too.
We love those, because without those, we wouldn't have really anything to live for.
We'd be adrift.
Adrift in the Medicare ocean.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So thank you for joining us today. I think Randy has a couple of words to close the episode out. He always does.
Yes, I do. Go get your books, Amazon.com. We are getting, every day we're creeping in on the basically the holiday season. So let's go get those books. Keep Doug in Christmas money. You got to do it. So do that. And you can also get the color version over at Barnes & Noble. You can get the audio version at Amazon. You can get just about any version you could possibly want, even to the point of, Doug, would you ever read one off in person to somebody?
I think that would be robbing the people who paid money to get the book on Amazon. So no, sir, I will not. I won't do it on the podcast. I would go to their house and do it. So yes. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Well, that solves that problem, because I'm sure somebody's been thinking about that. But in the meantime, thank you so much for joining us. You have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy who just made it back home to Arizona.
Yay!
Yes. And he's a happy camper, the CIO, CFO, COO, and every other O of Medicare for the Lazy Man.com.
Bye-bye.